a very interesting thing to remember about, I was just thinking, that there's about 12 churches now that were around here. And an interesting thing about it, we're right on the dividing line between the Diocese of Waterford and the Diocese of Lismore. The Diocese of Waterford took in Wiesk and Island Leachane. They also took in Kilmeaton and Lismacith. But the Diocese of Lismore took in Dunhill and Newcastle and Gilcock as well. Now, the modern, put in modern terms, Waterford, the diocese took in Portlaw, part of Portlaw, part of Ballyduff, all of Buckingham, and all of Fenner. That was the diocese of Waterford in this area. Stopped at those dioceses, at those parishes. There's more at Portlaw, part of Ballyduff, and all of Dunhill. So the line, and it has been drawn, you can draw it, and it's often a line connected with the River Clone or one of those things that goes right down, so that in your parish you have you belong to two of the old dioceses of Waterford and Lismore. And the diocese, you see, didn't begin until about the 12th century. There were no dioceses in early Christian Ireland. The earliest, what we had in early Christian Ireland was monasteries. Again, the Welsh influence was strong. And Patrick may have found the appointed bishops, maybe, but he didn't set up dioceses. They came much later. They came 700 years after Christianity came. So it was monastic influence that would have been strong. And all those church names that I've named out now, they would eventually owe their tie, if you like, to Ardmore. Ardmore is a very sacred place. It's sacred because it's probably pre-patrician. It goes back to a time before St. Patrick. Patrick never came down this part of the country at all because he didn't have to. Already St. Declan, who was a member of the leading family of the Dacia, one of the leading families of the Dacia, he was at work here. And from Ardmore, monks would have come out from his monastery to places like the little churches we're talking about, where there might have been no resident priest, or there might have been one or two monks. There had to be monks attached to the monastery of Ardmore, or somewhere near it. And they would come out and they'd have masses and to kick calls, and the monks usually wore their what we call a pyx now, where you keep the Blessed Sacrament, if you're going to the sick, they used to wear it around their neck. And they'd work in the fields with, they couldn't be nearer to the Lord, and then a call might come that they'd have to go a long way away to attend somebody. But Declan was very connected with this area. His nephew was MacLeoch, you know, Kilmacleoch, over there, near Turnock. No Turnock, above Turnock. But on the headland, just out to the right, which stands the side of the pub, there's a headland where there's a ruined hill called Kilmacleoch, or the area is called Kilmacleoch. And MacLeoch was the nephew of Declan. We read that in what they call the Vita Declani, which is the life of Declan that goes back a long way. But when Declan was dying in the Banahorn in Ardmore, he asked to have MacLeoch come to anoint him. So the word came down to Kilmacleoch to come up, and MacLeoch went up and received at the prayers of the dying and anointed his saintly uncle. So the Irish church, as I say, was monastic, and there were sacred places all over the place, and very often the offspring of the monasteries, one kind or another.